Assalamu alaikum. This is Sheikh Ibrahim Ansari, and today I'm going to be talking about culture. Imagine that culture is like gravity. It pulls us into its space-time, and we must follow the current and expected rules of tribal physics, and keeping our feet on the ground and getting along with everyone. Gravity is so prevalent and normal, we don't notice it nor think of it. It's a given. And that is also how we think of our culture. Like fish, we swim in our medium of language and values without considering their influences or question the purpose of our aquarium's traditions and morals. Now, when we leave Earth's gravitational pull, we enter space, where there is no gravity. We must be completely self-contained. We have to have our own oxygen, a protective suit, and a way of communicating beyond speaking. It sounds lonely and dangerous. In contrast, culture is a way of normalizing certain behavior, speech, patterns, values, clothing, language. Basically, everything we think of as normal life. But, as you know, every culture is different, sees things differently, does things differently. Is one culture better than the other? Who's judging? Who has the right to judge? Well, you can't survive in space floating endlessly. In the well of culture gravity, we must follow the rules and roles of proper principles of conduct, or we'll upset others, as well as making life difficult for ourselves. But with this continuous circulating around family, friends, and work, are we still an individual? Or are we just a cog? A drone in a hive. Culture, like gravity, is a force that holds us to the ground and applies specific rules and dynamics. It has to have laws because it is a living structure with people. The various protocols of interaction are predictable and are to be maintained for the good of the gravitational force. Encountering that innate weight will result in trouble. Now, as a spiritual being, how do we balance this constant compulsion of behavior with the intention of living by one's heart? Is there a way to find balance? Now, as all spiritual teachers instruct, it is about balance. The goal is to stabilize the inner and outer to achieve a dynamic equilibrium. At work here is a deep spiritual principle. What you look for, you will see. And as Rumi expands the idea, what you seek, you become. It requires first the intention to change your point of view, and then to shift your perception. With some practice, you will begin to see, if you work diligently on your own nafs, that the structure of this cultural gravity has a purpose, much like any multicellular organism. What holds it together is the law of survival and an unspoken consensus that we all agree to its values. Every astronaut on their return to Earth have spoken about being overwhelmed and transfigured to see that there are no real borders anywhere. From the distance of a low Earth orbit, there are no real differences between cultures, and that we are here together, as just people. Not one is better than another. Each country or state is just people, all with our own nests trying to learn how to get along. The conflicts and wars, racism and laws against love, are attempts to fight internal fears and traumas. It doesn't make sense because it is people and their nests. It has been this way for an exceptionally long time, hundreds of thousands of years. And one might have hoped just for a little bit of improvement. Well, there's always hope. That is why it helps to encourage positivity, prayer, and another kind of gravity, love and peace. This kind of force requires a maturity that extends beyond being just an adult. It is the courage to push beyond the massive pressure of culture to enter the world of maturity, respect, and humility. Now, Sufism provides a similar structure known as tariqa, a way of bringing people together who strive for being better, being respectful, and learning how to serve. It's not perfect, nor are the people who constitute it perfect. The idea behind it is of continuous learning and practice. It is a way of focusing the mind and heart to be better, to learn how to serve better, to help to heal and bring spiritual healing to a world in pain and distrust. Using the elements at hand of culture's gravitational coercion, the goal is to slowly transform the current idiocy, insanity, immaturity, by adding the ingredients of love, hope, positivity, and maybe humor to the culture we find ourselves in. This world could be a paradise if we stopped for a moment, shifted our perspective to experience the truth of what beautiful, sublime worlds are available with just a little bit of effort. And the final question, will you help?
Assalamu alaikum, Marids, seekers, curious, and interested listeners. We appreciate you and are happy to share our Sufi message. Your donation will help support our Sufi center in Sydney, where we do zikr, sobat, spiritual counseling, and healing services. We believe the message should be free, but it costs equipment, rental, services, software, and hardware to get this to you. So thank you for choosing our podcast among all the millions available. If you go to our website, AnsariSufiOrder.org, you will be able to donate through PayPal whatever you think this information is worth to you. Blessings and love, the Australian Ansari Sufi Order.